She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live here in Hawaii and also live on the internet. The main topic I wanted to bring out to you today was the use of AMSOIL trans oil for your automatic transmission. Well, I did a customer's transmission flush the other day, and he had 130,000 miles on the car. The car originally, from brand new, we did a flush on his transmission with AMSOIL. So I was curious. I wanted to see the effects or how the AMSOIL was working out in that person's Camry. So we dropped the oil pan to check it out. I was shocked. It looked brand new. There was no sludge, no debris in the pan of wear, nothing. It was like brand spanking new right from the factory. And that's how good this AMSOIL is. I just wanted to find out if it's true that the AMSOIL trans oil is the best. It is. So we did the flush and put new AMSOIL back in. And the AMSOIL trans oil is good for 100,000 miles. So what they say is true. The AMSOIL automatic transmission oil is the best. So that's what we recommend using. Okay? So it's up to you. On a normal usage, you should have the trans oil changed every year or every 20,000 miles. That is a need to do, or you will have transmission problems. Okay? So if you don't want that hassle, you don't want that expense, you want to save money, you flush the transmission with AMSOIL. Then you don't have to do it for 100,000 miles. Okay? So anyway, you should clean the windshield. The windshield should be cleaned all the time. Just watch NASCAR and racing. They always keep the windshield clean. The reason is, without knowing it, you automatically see the objects on the windshield. Okay? You don't notice it, but your concentration and your vision is not clear on whatever you see on the road. You'll have what is called obstructed vision. Okay? So you should keep the windshield clean all the time. Okay? Highly recommended to use Rain-X. Rain-X is a good windshield water repellent. It helps the windshield wiper keep water off your windshield. Okay? So, highly recommended to use that. And lately, it's been raining a lot. And the other thing that I just found out, Barbara emailed me this about using dark glasses at night when it's heavy rain. When you use dark glasses and drive in the heavy rain, you can see better because the headlights doesn't reflect the water droplets and makes the front look clearer, like it's not raining. Okay, so keep a set of dark glasses in your car so when there's a heavy rain at night only, you put on your dark glasses. Then the headlights don't reflect the droplets and make your vision bad. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay?
And we have Lana on line one for you, George.
Hi, Lana.
Hello, Mr. Nita.
What can I do for you?
I'm waiting for you to open your shop, new shop.
Well, that's the thing. It's really hard. We're still looking. And if people out there could help us find some place, I'd really appreciate it. And I know my customers would appreciate it, too.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of looking around when I, you know, driving around, but, yeah, not suitable. Everybody is taken.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people, if they close up shop, somebody else, they're right there already waiting.
Well, a lot of them are closing and leaving the state. They're going to the mainland.
Probably.
Yeah, because...
Or, you know, loss of loved ones or something like that.
No, because doing business in Hawaii is really, really hard.
Yeah.
And you make more money doing business on the mainland. And I've been advised to do that years ago. But, you know...
You love Hawaii.
Yes, I love Hawaii.
I know. That is a fact. So what happened to Todd? He's working somewhere else?
Yes.
Oh, should I take my car where he works?
Well, if you have to have it done, you just give me a call and I can see what I can do.
Yeah, because I really, I don't want to talk about it on the air. I don't want to offend, you know, where I'm taking it. So,
You along with a lot of people, Lana.
Yeah.
They're all calling me.
So, okay, can I call you? Is it the same number? I have your card.
Yep.
Okay. When is the best time to call you?
Oh, anytime. I'm flexible.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
By the way, you know my new tires, about a year and a half, maybe less than that. Do I still put it,
44.
Oh, 44 now, okay. I keep on forgetting because I don't take it in your shop for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been putting a 41.
That's good, but 44 is supposed to be the one.
Yeah, even though it's, brand new now, I mean the tires.
The tires today take a different pressure from before.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then what about the changing of the tires? I don't think I had it,
rotated.
Huh?
That's called rotating the tire, moving the front to the back. Yeah, you need to do that once a year.
Once a year, okay. So pretty soon I have to go my safety check next month. So I was telling the guy at where I take my car, I think, he said, yeah, he can, yeah, probably we should rotate the tires at that time. Okay. But anyway, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
And maybe something we can work something out is suitable for me. And, I was a lot concerned about Todd, too, that's why. But, things been happening, so I listened, but I cannot call in, shall we say? So, okay. Thank you, George.
Okay. Thanks, Lana. Bye-bye.
George, we have a caller on the line who wants to help with you locating a shop and had a question for you.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
George, you once said that you're looking for any place on this island.
Yes.
Well, my question is, do you want to take over somebody who's retiring as a mechanic, or what kind of place or building are you looking for?
Something about 2,500 square feet and something that's presentable.
So is it somebody retiring being a mechanic or?
That's fine.
No, and what if it's not a retired? What kind of building are you looking for?
Something presentable, not something that is falling apart.
But you can replace everything if it's you start from scratch or whatever.
It depends. I gotta see it.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be a former mechanic place?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, that's what we're up against now. And, you know, I could just say forget it and not go into it again. But it's hard, you know. A lot of people come to me with their stories about, oh, so-and-so did this and this and this, and they got overcharged and whatever, you know. And that's what a lot of shops do. They're sad. And what can we do? But most of all, I need a location so that I can bring more ethanol in for those people that use ethanol. I know they love it. Especially Harvey Maeda in Kauai, he loves it. And he's all upset because I'm all out. And he wants ethanol. So, but anyway, I'm trying. I gotta get a location so I can bring in more ethanol. But anyway, give me a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, but anyway. Anyway, there's a lot of car break-ins going on now. And I keep saying to you, but nobody's doing it, get rid of safety check. If you're not going to get rid of safety check, then get nail polish remover and remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. People will take picture of your VIN number with their phone, and they can make a key and either break into your car or steal your car. Okay? On the mainland, car theft is up. Over here is going up. And once the economy gets even worse, people who cannot afford to fix their cars will steal cars and switch the license plate. Think about it. How else can the police find a stolen car? It's only with the license plate. Well, let's give you an example. You get a 2005 Mustang. The engine's broken. You find an exact same kind of car. You get the key. You steal the car. You switch the plates to your plates onto that car. They'll never find it. They'll never find that car. You can even turn around and sell that car. People who buy used cars, how many of them really check the VIN number? They only check the VIN number if it's a collectible and if the VIN number matches. that certain car. Okay, think about it. Reality. How many people really check the VIN number? Did you? No. They get the ownership paper, everything looks legal, and that's it. They're happy. Well, guess what? Who is going to be stuck with that stolen car? Okay? I had an experience a while back. That guy brought this 65 Mustang into me because he had a bad feeling. He bought it on the mainland. It's a beautiful Mustang. And he had a bad feeling. Something didn't match on the VIN number. So I checked it. Yes, it didn't match. So I told him to test drive it. Conscience bothered him, so he took it to HPD, Honolulu Police Department, and they checked it, and yes, it was a stolen vehicle. So they took his car. He paid over $60,000 for that car. They took his car, and he asked the policeman, how do I get my money back? They said, well, you got to go find the guy that sold it to you. Good luck. So the police department contacted the original owner and returned the car. This guy was without a car now and out $60,000.
Yikes. Okay.
We've got to go to break.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my fool.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. Gonna give a shout out to my friend Reggie Padula, who's a well-known saxophone player, was in a horrific car crash, and him and his son, and I think his son's like 1 year old, they're both in the hospital, but they're both doing well. So, you know, just wanted to kind of, you know, send a little love his way and maybe some prayers from everybody. But the son's not injured, thanks to the car seat. Yep.
Oh, that's great.
So the son, apparently, is just okay, you know, but he's got some bruising and stuff. But, you know, he said he's sore, but he'll be back. So, and you know what he said?
What's that?
You know that song? He goes, every time I leave the house, you got to tell everybody you love them.
That's right.
because he said, you never know. You're just out there. You know, he's driving along, and he didn't really say how the accent happened. I didn't want to ask. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, I know you like to know everything, people, but sometimes you need to just let people kind of process themselves and come back later. But, yeah, just like I said, just some days you wake up and you just go, wow, I woke up and I'm happy.
Yep.
So, I don't know. That's all I got, because it's kind of emotional for me. So, anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. People, put your kids in the car seat. And I know I just said goodbye, but, you know, George, you see it all the time, right?
Yep.
I mean, yeah, little kids are running around in the back of the car.
Yep.
Or people are holding them in their laps. I'm going, really? And, you know, that's all. And, of course, it'll be the other person's fault. Anyway, we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. And that's true. Whenever you have a chance and you're leaving the house, never forget. Think if that was the last time you're going to see your family. Okay, who's next?
We have Jeff from Waipahu.
Hi, Jeff.
I have a question about purple ice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good for your car for additive?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That you put the whole bottle into 10 gallons of gas.
Purple ice is for the radiator.
Huh?
Purple ice is for the radiator.
No, this is the... There's one for gas additive.
No, you said purple ice, huh?
Yeah, no, well, they call it purple ice, but it's
Purple ice is made for the radiator. There's another additive made by Royal Purple for the injector cleaner.
What do they call it?
I'm not sure. But not purple ice. Purple ice is the radiator.
Oh, okay. But you don't know the name of the other, the gas additive.
The gas additives I don't recommend.
You don't?
No.
It jams up the injectors or...
No. It's a waste of money.
Oh.
Because it doesn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
The better octane, the Shell Premium, is the way to go. Okay?
The oil you was talking about, AMS oil, you can use it for any type of car?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay. So if you have a question, whatever, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway. I was checking with the schools. And you know, folks, I'm really disappointed with the school education system here. Do you know that a lot of teachers are not supposed to be in that certain subject? Like, I give you an example for automotive. Okay? How many students appreciate going to class where the teacher doesn't know the subject he's teaching? It's true. It's just because there's an opening, they put the teacher in. The teacher might be a math guy, but he'll be in English. Or the PE teacher might be put into a typing class where he don't know how to type and stuff like that. Now, why is this happening? Is this happening in the medical field too? Where a dentist will be put in as a heart surgeon? I don't know. But it's up to you, the people. I can only mention it, and that's it. But getting back to safety check, we should get rid of it because it's only costing the state money. The money that you pay for safety check all goes to the mechanic. Nothing goes to running the administrative costs for safety check. It doesn't make sense. It's a waste of money. That way, they don't have to keep raising the taxes to you. Get rid of safety check. Number one, it's not being done right. Number two, it's not being enforced. And number three, why do they have the VIN number on the safety sticker? The next thing you know, they're going to put your Social Security number on the safety sticker. I mean, would you allow that? I don't think so. But the VIN number is your car's Social Security number. Okay? Okay.
We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. Yeah, I just had a couple thoughts on some of the things you mentioned today. One thing on the VIN number on the safety check, if you get a chance to talk to any legislators or anybody that's concerned with that, one possibility would be just put partial VIN number, like the last so many digits, you know, 4, 6, or 8 digits of it, not the whole thing, so that wouldn't be very easy to look up. That would be one possible solution to the VIN number situation.
Why do you think the VIN number is on there?
So that somebody steals it, they'll be able to see where it came from.
When you try to steal the new safety stickers, it comes apart.
So you can't take it off. Well, I think they have ways of putting stuff over the top and taking it all off.
No, the backing comes off.
What's that?
The backing comes off. The next time you're going to have a safety check done, go get a razor and try peeling that off. It doesn't come off. It comes off as a clear cellophane, but the print and everything is left back on the bumper.
I see. Okay, well, anyway, if they don't put the whole VIN number on there, then people won't be able to get a key from it. It's only partial.
Well, the reason the VIN number was put on there in the first place is because that whole mechanism was donated by the rail company, because the rail company knows that 40% of the people in Hawaii don't have theft coverage. So with the VIN number on there, your cars get stolen, you don't have money to buy a new car, you catch the rail.
Oh, well, another comment about the rail is anytime people get a chance to talk to their legislatures, tell them to stop the rail. They're sucking 90% of the cost of the rail comes out of our pockets locally.
That's right.
That thing is just a disaster, and it needs to be stopped. It's going to get a hell of a lot worse. They're just going to keep sticking it to us and sticking it to us.
That's right.
So anyway, and then the third thing I wanted to mention is they're now trying to stick us with these red light cameras, which is just another big money grab again. They're just running our population into the ground, these politicians.
That's
Nobody's
right.
doing anything. They need some kind of a tax-resistant movement or something. But you know, if you talk to politicians, tell them to stop the red light cameras thing. There's been a lot more rear-end accidents when they put those things into play. So that's a big problem with them. But basically, I think it's just a big money grab.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I hope some of your listeners can talk to your politicians about some of these ideas.
I hope so, too.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. And for you people that have friends and family on the Outer Islands, you can tell them that they can hear the show on my website live. So if they can't pick it up on the radio, they can pick it up on the internet. Okay? So, anyway, tire pressure is very, very important. You know, when I'm stuck in traffic or driving down the freeway and there's a lot of traffic, I look at everybody's tires. 90% of you have underinflated tires. 90%. Underinflated tires take away 3 to 4 miles per gallon of gas. Now, if you don't care, then fine. It also takes away tire life. Makes the tire, wear out faster and faster. Go to tire shops and look at the old tires. The outer edges is all worn out, not the middle. It's because of underinflation. Okay? So, inflate the tires to the proper inflation. Not 35, not 32. 44 is the lowest. It goes 44, 51, and some cases 61. So, the tire design is far different from the old technology. 32 and 35 is ancient, okay? No longer. But tire shops all do it because they know your tires will wear out faster and you'll be back to buy more sooner. But the most important thing is you're not getting the full footprint of the tread on your tire. The middle of the tire concaves when you step on the brakes, and you're only stopping that vehicle with the outer edge of the tire. Okay? So, for your safety, put the proper air pressure in the tires. Okay? Anyway.
How often you're supposed to check your tires?
Once a month. In the old days, every time you put gas, they check your tire pressure. But today, they don't have any person at the service station to check your tire pressure. So you have to check it once a month. And if you don't know how, then go to your mechanic and ask them, can you check my tire pressure? Okay? So anyway, the pipeline that people are complaining about on the mainland, I agree with that is not good. Okay? It's like that big storage tanks on Red Hill that's leaking diesel fuel into the ground. That's not good. People gotta look at the most important thing we have, and that is clean water. Water all across America. It's very important. But they think oil is the most important thing. No. Water. Ethanol is the best fuel for the world. That's the statement made by Henry Ford when he made the first car. And it is. Ethanol fuel, exhaust, makes oxygen. Gasoline's exhaust, carbon monoxide, eats oxygen. So it's a no-brainer. And yes, I know a lot of you out there think that ethanol's no good. It is the best. It does not eat plastic, rubber, and all that stuff. It does not corrode. That is false. They're mixing methanol, the other alcohol, with ethanol. And that alcohol is highly corrosive, eats rubber, plastic, and everything else. The whole thing is a big scam to kill the idea of ethanol in this wonderful world. So, if ethanol was so bad, why did Brazil go to 100% ethanol back in 1955? And why is it that a lot of other countries are trying to do ethanol now? Because it's the best. If you spill ethanol in the ocean, no problem. The fishes don't die. They get drunk, but they don't die. Now, if ethanol was so bad, why do they use it in surgery? Tell me that. if ethanol was so bad, as they say it is, why do they use it in surgery? Why do they use it in vodka? Why do they use it in hand sterilizer at all the restaurants? And why do ladies use it for expensive face cream? Think about it. Anyway.
Okay, it's break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to enviroclean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice. And your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl is going to die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you been, my friend? Okay. I don't know you guys moved to this other radio station, so I wasn't calling all the time. I just heard it right now and turned them to this 1080 by mistake, and I heard you guys on the radio. I couldn't believe it.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, I was just wondering about, you know, if somebody get one broken, lock, you know, somebody, some guys, you know, these car thieves nowadays, I hope they get caught, every one of them. But they broke the car lock with the screwdriver. Now I got to change the whole lock and get that thing recalibrated and everything, right, so I can use the same key I have and all that. That's a big hassle, yeah?
Right.
You guys did a good job.
Best to take it back to the dealer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a big hassle, man. These guys, they do the same thing.
Those are people are not educated, and if they were to just take picture of your safety sticker and get the VIN number, and they can make a key at the locksmith and take your whole car.
Oh, wow. You might be right on that one. Oh, yeah, I mean, you're right on that.
Remove the VIN number from the safety sticker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, dangerous. Yeah, but, you know, these guys who take things like the cars, I'm telling you, they cause a lot of grief, and they should get hunted down. And
so the law is too lenient.
There's kind of people around, man.
Yep.
And it broke your car, didn't it? Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, my friend. Thanks, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. So, there you have it. You know, I see so many cars with the VIN number still on the safety sticker, and people don't remove it. A lot of policemen are now taking off their VIN numbers from the safety sticker, and some of them don't. And that's a gamble, because these policemen carry guns in the trunk. And what an easy way to get guns. Make a spare key. Okay? So, anyway. Anyway, we need to stop that. Safety check is no. It will save the state a lot of money by not doing safety check. There's a lot of ways that the state can save money, but they don't do it. Why? Because it's easier to raise the tax on you. They're raising the tax on the gas, and they're calling it temporary tax. It's never temporary. To 15 cents per gallon. So price of gas is going up higher and higher. And it's not the oil companies. It's your politicians that's raising the tax. I don't understand it. They're making it worse and worse. And more people will leave, or more people will become homeless. That's the way to stop the homeless, is make it more affordable to live here. So, all I can do is say it, and it's up to you, the people, to do it all. So, anyway, I recommend using the Shell 92 gas, Amsoil Trans Oil, the Royal Purple HPS, which is the high performance oil, and you can buy all this at Crestec Cleaning Center, not the gas, but the oil from Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center is located on Kapilani Boulevard, couple doors away from McKinley Car Wash. And if you have to have your car washed, McKinley Car Wash is the best place to go. They do one fantastic car wash. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Now, for those of you that have a garage door, highly recommend it to lock the doors. Use the door. You wouldn't leave your home door open, so don't leave your garage door open. Okay? Make sense? Well, anyway. When you do a brake job, only Asian cars, you don't need to change the caliper or rebuild the caliper.
Why is that?
Asian cars, the calipers are all anodized so it doesn't rust. American calipers are not anodized and they rust. So when you do American cars, you need to replace the calipers. Okay? Only Asian and European. American is the only one that does not anodize the calipers. European and Asians, they do anodize it so it doesn't corrode. But it shouldn't have any corrosion problem if you follow the recommended service interval, which is every year you should have the brake fluid flushed. And when you have it flushed, changed out completely, 100%, use dot 4, not dot 3. Dot 4 has a higher boiling point. Okay? And the boiling point is because a lot of people ride the brakes. And when you ride the brakes, it gets hot. And the calipers get hot, it starts to boil the brake fluid. And when you boil the brake fluid, it gets spongy. And the brake pedal can go straight to the floor. Okay? So, anyway, be safe. Do it right. And all cars, you should replace the brake rotors. Do not resurface rotors. Replace them. Your life is worth more than the price of the rotor. Okay? So, if you have a question, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
George, what is a caliper? What is a rotor?
The rotor is what is attached to the axle and spins. And the caliper has the two brake pads that squeeze the rotor to stop the car. It's all part of the braking system.
Okay. So any part of the braking system should not be reused parts?
You can reuse the calipers on Asian cars, Toyotas, Hondas, Nissan, whatever, and European cars, but not on American cars.
Thank you.
Okay? Okay. Now, if you have a question, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway, it's really sad how, you know, everything is going down where they're raising the registration fee, the gas tax, and everything else. That's all not necessary. It's really, you know, they think you, the people of Hawaii, have, you know, bottomless pockets. It's not right. And until you make noise and complain, and I know you can, because you've demonstrated against Trump and all this stuff, and I know you can make noise. And if you're losing money is not something for you to make noise about, then I can't help you. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Harry from Kailua.
Hi, Harry.
Hey, George. Okay, you know, can you ask your listeners if they want to, you know, to be interested in you making a book, not even a book, but something with all your tips, like, you know, dot four, brake fluid, don't shave the rotors. You know, it may cost more money to replace them, but still, you know, what you're saying is true. I mean, if they go to shave it, you're just going to get that thing whopped. And, you know, there's so many things, like, you have so many things going that, if somebody would have a little handbook in the car to brakes, radiator, block seal, you know, like mm-hmm. if the head gasket blown or something, that they could refer to it. And, you know, you got so much knowledge. And a lot of people, I mean, they go to work, they do their work, but nobody really knows. So I would like to see you produce a book like that. I'll buy the book. And then the other is this, that, you know, these kind of people that are, what do you call it, demonstrating and say this and that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, I think they were saying that the guy is paying them for the kind, agitate the crowd. But, you know, I like to know, like, I try to call the Kailua people, the I think it's Cynthia Thielen and this other guy. Anyway, I leave messages, I tell them about the safety sticker. Nobody called back, so is there any way you can write a letter to invite some politician that may have you as a backup that can come on a show and say, yeah, we fight for George and what George wants? Because it's like you say, you know, it's until one day somebody get hurt, then that guy's going to sue the city and say, you guys have just passed this car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, it's so, I mean, you know, I mean, it's frustrating. So
it's
frustrating.
Not.
And then too,
the thing is, see, the politicians don't care because it's not their money.
That's true.
They don't care.
Totally. So we have to find somebody who is going to be a lot more responsible, and you know, they're going to say, and two, they should have this to say, okay, I'm George Nita, and I run him because of this. Not the guy where, oh, George Nita, yeah, everybody know the name, so the guy's going, you know,
mm-hmm.
vote for you, and they should, I think, on a ballot, put what you stand for so that people get an idea, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it's like frustrating. I get so sick of talking to him.
Yep.
Even, you know, in the ambulance, you say the ambulance is broken down.
Mm-hmm.
I call him, I says, you know, can you guys go check on the manual, the owner's manual, and see what octane fuel that they got to drive at? And I told him, call me back, let me know what the octane reading should be. And nobody called back. They don't care.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's sad about the human race today. They don't care.
Yeah, I give you credit, though. At least you keep going, George. Someday we're going to have it right.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, we have to go to a break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call if you have a concern, question, or whatever. Okay? Anyway, living in Hawaii is getting very, very unaffordable. Very unaffordable. A lot of people are, it's true that they're one paycheck from being homeless, maybe less. And the people in office are the ones that are supposed to be doing the job to make living in Hawaii a lot easier. But they're not. How can raising the taxes make it a lot easier? The thing that I don't like is the city and state has a lot of property that they're not using, that could be used and used for leasing out affordable to businesses so that businesses can hire more people. We're talking about hiring. If we had the ethanol project going, I know without a doubt it would help the state big time. Number one in employment, number two in taxes, everything. Unbelievable. But we don't have it.
Okay, we have Jay from Kaimuki.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
OPEC has cut the production last year, November, December. That means gas prices are going to go up.
Oh, yeah.
So it's creeping up. Now, you know, my friend, he locked his keys in a trunk. And he had the expensive, he had to go get a locksmith and all that stuff. I think he used AAA, but I'm not sure. And after that, he found a solution. He says, I'm keeping my driver's keys in my right pocket and a spare key in my left. Wow. He said, what do you mean? He said, well, I learned my lesson already. It's cheaper to make a spare key than to pay for a locksmith of about $100 or something. So I thought it was a great idea, so that's what I did.
You know how the locksmith made the spare key?
I think he went to the dealership or something. I don't know how they did it.
They took the VIN number off the safety sticker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right, right. You look like you were saying.
Yep, that's why people got to take it off.
Hey, what about if I get the safety sticker and scrape the four digits from the front part of the VIN, scrape them off?
The safest thing is to get brake clean, lacquer thinner, or nail polish remover, put it on a Q-tip, and just rub it right off.
Well, it comes off. Well, you know, it has a date and everything on it, yeah?
Nope. You take off only the VIN number.
So, can do that without smearing anything?
Oh, yeah, because you use a little Q-tip and just rub it right off.
But what is it you say then? Is this acetone does it too or what?
Yep.
So, acetone is like what? Nail polish or what?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, I'll try. And use a Q-tip, right?
Yep.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, that's a big no-no of the VIN number on the safety sticker, folks. But I see everybody has the VIN number on, so I don't know. When only time people learn is when the car is stolen or when they need a key and they need to go again make a key. That's the only time. But, you know, it's going to get worse and worse. Really. I mean, it's really scary. I see that and I always shake my head. People don't realize they're opening the doors to the car thieves. Sad. Okay, so anyway, it's the time again, and I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making the show what it is. And please, folks, take care each other and try to get rid of safety check, okay? Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.